Good morning, Northwoods Online. My name's Hope. I'm the online and social media pastor here, and I'm so excited to be one of the first ones to welcome you to church this morning. And you know, before we start, I just want to take a moment and celebrate a little bit more what happened last weekend. You know, it was baptism weekend, which is one of our favorite weekends here at Northwoods, and I want to share a really cool story with you that just touched my heart. You know, I was in the lake baptizing and I was just getting ready to finish up and someone said, "Wait, Hope, wait." And they said, "There's somebody who's watching online who wants to get baptized." And down came this little boy who is in about third grade and his family had been watching online that morning and he said to his parents, "I need to do that." And so literally in the middle of service, they got all packed up in their car and they came to the Peoria campus and he got baptized on Sunday. So I am just so excited for how God is moving through our online ministry. And I just want you to know that I am praying that today that you have an encounter with Jesus that is as genuine as that little boy's encounter last weekend, that God would be meeting you in your home so that you would find this online service a place of community and growth for you. So that leads us into what this service is all about, and it's another exciting one. We have our friends from Teen Challenge, the Peoria Men's Division, here leading us this morning. So we're gonna have some worship, and then we're gonna turn it over to Randy Atchley, who's the director of the Peoria Men's Division, and then some of the men who are going through that program. And if you've been around Northwoods for any period of time, you probably know that finding freedom and hope and healing from life-controlling issues is just one of the things that our heart beats for here at this church. We believe that Jesus can bring true life change no matter where you've been or what you're going through. And that's just something that Teen Challenge does. And so we love to have them as one of our local impact partners. And we're going to hear from just some of the stories of life change from these men. And so just get ready. It's going to be great. We're going to hear from Randy. He's going to share about what God is doing through that ministry. It's going to be awesome. But before we get there, let's go through the usual things. First off, if you're new, welcome, and I would love to get to know you a little bit better. So pull out your phone and text new to that number that's on your screen. Second, and we say this all the time, pull out your phone and fill out the connection card. And here's the deal. The connection card is awesome because it lets me know that you're watching and it gives me a chance to reach out to you later in the week. But also, if you have the Northwoods app, you can get connected to all of the ministries here at the church. And those are all getting ready to launch this fall. So pull that out, open the events tab, and check out if there's a place where you want to get plugged in this fall. You can also check out past messages. You can take sermon notes during the message today. And if you need prayer for anything, there is a prayer request page where you can submit that, and our team would love to be praying for you. Now, on top of that, if you want prayer right now in the moment, you can click on that request prayer button if you're joining us on Northwoods.online, and our prayer team would love to pray for you right now. So I think we're ready to get going. Why don't you go ahead and get up on your feet or turn up your speakers, whatever you need to do, because we're going to kick off with some worship this morning. Northwoods Online starts right now.
Hey, good morning, Northwoods family. Psalm 95 says, "Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." So together, let us stand. Let's put our hands together. Let's unite our voices. Let's sing praises to the King of Kings. He is worthy. God, come and have your way. Come on, let's sing together.
Worship our King. Come and let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things.
Come on, if you believe that, sing it out today.
Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have the great peace. We dance in your freedom, awakened and alive. Oh, Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh, God, you have the great. Yes and amen, you will do great things. That is who you are, God, you do great things, yeah. Come on, sing it up. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh, God, you have the great things. We dance in your freedom, oh.
Lift your hands today, we sing.
It's hallelujah.
Come on, shout it out, church. He is unshakable. There's no one like our God.
Hallelujah, you have done great things.
Come on, let's sing it again. We sing hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:10. It says that every word that comes out of the mouth of our God, it doesn't return void. It goes on to say that everything he set in motion, he will accomplish. So this morning, let's continue to believe in the faithfulness of our God. Come on, sing this out.
God of Abraham, you're the God of covenant, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven you do just what you say. Though the storms may come and the wind may blow, I'll remain steadfast and let my heart learn. When you speak a word, it will come to.
I know you know this part, let's sing. Thank you for singing with us today. Go ahead, give somebody an elbow and check out the screens. We've got some announcements for you.
Northwoods can feel like a big place, but we want you to know that you're not just another person filling a seat or a dot on the map of someone watching online. You matter to us, and we want to get to know you personally. That's why every week we ask you to fill out the connection card in the Northwoods mobile app. It's a simple tool that lets us know who you are, and most importantly, it helps us care for you. You can ask for prayer, send in a comment, and even respond to opportunities to get more connected, like joining a small group or taking the four steps. So right now, grab your phone, open the Northwoods app, and fill out the connection card. And if you're new to Northwoods, first of all, welcome. We are so glad that you're here, and we would love to get to know you too. Grab your phone and text the word new to the number on your screen. This is going to put you directly in communication with a real life pastor on our team who can answer any questions you might have. And if you're joining us on one of our physical campuses, be sure to stop by a New Here kiosk on your way out. We have a little something that we'd like to give you. Whether it's your first time at Northwoods or your 100th time, we are glad you're here. Fill out the connection card or text us if you're new, and let's get to know each other a little bit better this weekend.
Your giving is what impacts others and allows the gospel to continue moving forward. It's your giving that plants churches, that helps reach the lost, that encourages and grows believers strong in their faith, that trains pastors and leaders, that allows children and youth to encounter Jesus at a young age. Don't forget all the different ways that you can give. You can give at the drop boxes at the back of the auditorium. You can give online, by text, or by mail. Thank you for your faithful giving and sacrificial generosity to Northwoods Community Church. It's your giving that enables us to continue to invite broken world people to experience complete freedom in Christ Jesus. Well, hey, Northwoods, I'm excited to talk to you about our next series coming up this coming Sunday called Made for Monday. You know, this summer, as I did some travel and some vacationing with my family, it seemed like everywhere I went, I saw help wanted signs. Have you seen these? They're everywhere. Everywhere you travel, you see help wanted signs. And there's probably a lot of reasons for that. But it made me wonder if it's worth us sitting down and saying, you know what, it's time to recover a biblical perspective on work. You know, for a lot of us, I think we do everything we can to not work. I'd much rather be sitting poolside somewhere, sipping a cold lemonade than working. Sometimes that sounds like that's the dream right there. But what if true fulfillment is actually found in our work? And so next Sunday, I want to talk to you about how to connect our work, whatever we're doing, to kingdom purposes. A lot of times we think it's just the pastors and the missionaries who are doing kingdom work. But I think God's word shows us that no matter what we might be doing for work, that we can always connect it to kingdom purposes. So I hope to see you next Sunday.
Alpha is a place to explore life's big questions in a safe and open environment. It's a series of sessions where anyone can share their thoughts and opinions and ask questions without feeling judged. When you come to an Alpha, you'll notice that first, there's food. Whether it's a full meal or a light snack, this is the time to get to know each other in a casual setting. Next, you'll watch an Alpha talk. The talks are created to engage and spark conversation. They explore big issues around faith from a Christian perspective. After the talk is a time for discussion. This is the most essential part of any Alpha. It allows everyone to share their own opinions on the ideas presented in the talks. It's a time for people with different thoughts, beliefs, and experiences to ask honest questions and have open conversation. Every week, there are guests coming for the first time to an Alpha in their community. Alpha is for everyone, regardless of background or beliefs. There's no pressure, no follow-up, and it's completely free to attend. Come and explore life's big questions. Find an Alpha near you today.
God designed us for relationship. He made us to be in deep friendships with Him and with other people.
life is best done in community. So we ask you the question, are you in a small group? We want to invite you to what we're calling Group Launch, which sole purpose is to get you connected with other people who are ready to start new small groups. September 2nd at 6 p.m. on the Peoria campus, Group Launch.
All right, how you doing today, Northwoods? Everybody good? Great worship time. Great to see you here, and welcome to our other campuses and our online family. And this is always one of my favorite times during the year when we pause to just spend some time on a weekend with one of our key partners. I'm so glad for Teen Challenge for 63 years ago that Bruce Wilkerson went to the streets of New York and began to share Christ with gang members there, began getting them off of drugs. It turned into Teen Challenge. For 21 out of those 63 years, we've had Teen Challenge right in our backyard, right here in Peoria, Illinois. It's a tremendous, tremendous ministry. They've changed their name a little bit because now it includes adults and teens. But nonetheless, the ministry founded in the forgiveness and the freedom that Jesus Christ brings is as consistent as it's ever been. And again, why I love it is because that's one of our core values. Jesus just doesn't want to forgive your sin. That's powerful. That's great. He can forgive your sin, but he wants you to walk in freedom from the power of that sin. And just as we're doing that here at Northwoods with our freedom classes and deliverance classes, I'm so grateful for the same kind of work that's going on at Teen Challenge. I had the opportunity to go through their new building over in Pekin just this past Thursday. Just an amazing, amazing ministry. Randy and Joe, who are leading that, great to have you guys with us today. In a moment, you're going to hear from Randy. But I want you to give a great Northwoods welcome today to these guys here on the stage. Let Teen Challenge know you're grateful for them.
Hello, church. My name is Jonathan Folger. I'm from Kewaunee, Illinois. I'm 35 years old. I wasn't really raised in church. The only time I've ever seen God or church in my family was in the low-income housing that I was raised in. There used to be a bus that would come through and take people to church. I mean, I thought I was just getting on the bus to go eat because that's what they did. They served us food. So, I mean, I was hungry. So every time the bus came around, I'd jump on thinking, man, I'm going to get something to eat, something good. So I went there, and the whole time that was God reaching his hand out to me at a young age, planting that seed inside of me saying, you will one day do great things with your life. But at the time, I just was trying to get a meal, you know? I grew up, got a little older, and I didn't realize that God was reaching into my life. So, I mean, I had an alcoholic family members, and like I said, I really wasn't raised in the best environment. So I used every excuse in the book to just act the way that I was acting. I've been to prison multiple different times. I've been to jail on numerous occasions. The world gave me every excuse in the book to just be the person that I was being. Done multiple different drugs. I've been in and out of prison my whole life. It's pretty bad. But like I said, Jesus was reaching into my life at a young age. It took me this long to figure out that I don't have to be that person that I was set up to be. I actually got an opportunity to come to Teen Challenge from my parole officer. He actually brought me to Teen Challenge, and Joe extended his hand and let me get in the program. And I've been doing very well in this program ever since. I got my GED since I've been in the program. I currently work at Morton Industries as a welder. I just graduated the program. It's a 12-month program. It took me 13 months, but I mean, I made it. It's a little late, I know. It's a little late, it's okay. So, and I'm gonna intern at this program, and I'm currently going to college too at ICC. So all the, thank you. All the struggles that I've been through in my life, all the darkness that overwhelmed me is now I've turned it around, and it's gonna be a light to people that God is gonna be putting in my life for the rest of my life. I know that I have a purpose in my life now. My purpose is to counsel other people. I'm going to speak the word of God into other people because I believe that's what the Lord has called me to do and to purpose my life. You know, the Bible speaks of the darkness overwhelming you. So what you have to do is take that darkness and turn it into light. And that's what I've done with my life. And I wouldn't have done it unless I had the opportunity to come to this program and find that true happiness is with the Lord. I'm going to leave you with a verse. It's Matthew 10:16. I send you out as sheep amongst the wolves, so be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Logan Dalton. I'm 25 years old. I'm from the small town of Abingdon, Illinois. If any of you know where that is, near Galesburg. I think the last time I was in this church, I came here for a Newsboys concert. You guys like Newsboys? I was raised in church. My mom brought me to church Sunday mornings, Wednesday evenings, and drugged me there Sunday nights. I always had God in my life. My mom and dad had raised me, you know, in Bible quiz, fine arts, youth group, all the time. I mean, I was a very happy child. Going into middle school, I started to notice that I was picked on a little bit. I was a little chunky. So I noticed these cool kids and what they were doing. They were, you know, acting out, smoking marijuana, stuff like that, taking pills. So I, for some reason, joined them. Don't remember why. Hung out with them all the time. I started to take pills and smoke with them. I got into high school, and I remember one time I couldn't get the pills, painkillers, couldn't get them. And I woke up, and I was like, man, I feel sick, you know. I feel like I got the flu. Had no idea, you know, my mom had told me throughout my childhood, addiction runs in your blood. I didn't believe that. I had to find out for myself. I finally knew that I was addicted, but I kept it hidden. You know, I was in three sports a year. By the grace of God, I graduated high school, went on to get enrolled at Western Illinois University, and I thought my life was great. I was a broadcasting major, minor in music business. I had my own radio show on 88.3, The Dog. I was working for WGM in Quincy as a camera operator. I loved it. I thought I had it together. I thought I was the man. And I was still hiding that addiction from everybody. My mom and dad started to notice, and slowly, you know, my grades started dropping. By the end of my junior year, I had been introduced to methamphetamine and heroin. And that's when my life really quickly, you know, went all the way down. I actually got kicked out of college for dropping below a 2.0 grade point average. And, you know, I went back to move back into Abingdon, and everyone's like, you know, what's his problem? Why is he, you know? I cared about my reputation so much, but I didn't care enough, obviously, because I wouldn't quit doing the things that I was doing. I was hurting my family. You know, within a year after I left school, I wasn't allowed in my house. My mom had cameras everywhere. You know, my hands would just, it seemed like, just take things that wasn't mine, and I could not, I was out of control. So I was basically your typical loser. Nobody wanted to be around me until this girl from my high school. I'd known her my whole life, you know. She seen something in me that nobody else did. She didn't do any type of drugs or anything like that. And she had found me, you know, in a broken place and took me in. And slowly, I started to wear off on that. She had struggled with mental issues. It didn't take very long at all before, at 21 years old, I found her on the bathroom floor dead from an overdose. And I had no, you know, clue that she was dabbling in things like that. And that killed me. I found the trap door to rock bottom. I couldn't seem to escape that fog that I was in. So I was in and out of jail time and time again. That's been 3 years ago, and I couldn't tell you what I've done in the last 3 years besides just run around and create havoc for my family, you know. I landed myself in jail last July. And my mom had always brought up Teen Challenge and stuff, and I had a slew of charges that I was facing, you know. And then the prosecutor's like, well, we'll offer you 5 years in prison. And I was like, well, Mom, I'll take that 12-month Teen Challenge now, you know. It's sad that it had to come to that point, but, you know, I didn't get right out. I spent about 9 months in jail, and I struggled with that. But I had a clarity of the mind, you know. I started praying to God again, seeking God in my life. I knew that I could not go through with this. I could not live like this anymore. I was sick of doing it to my mom, my sister, my dad, my whole family. So after 9 months, by the grace of God, Joe and my father, who is a graduate of the program, by the way, and now a staff member, shout out, Dad. Love you. Love you. By the grace of God and Joe Rogers, I got into Teen Challenge. Since I've been in this program, I've been in here almost 7 months now, my life has done a complete 180. I'm telling you, the clarity that I have now, the mental clarity that I have now and the peace and serenity that I have, I pray every single day. God is with me every single day, and I see it in myself. My mom sees it in me. My sister, they're back in my life now. God is mending the broken bridges that I thought were literally gone forever. I thought I could never, you know, have that in my life. At one point, not too long ago, I didn't want to live. I didn't want to wake up anymore, and I'm not that type of person at heart. Now I wake up every day, I'm ready to go, you know, doing discipleship. Whatever God needs me to do, I'm willing to do. I'm about to get a second chance at college, go to MTI for welding. And just life is great. God is good. I just can't even express that enough. So, you know, if you have anybody out there, you know, that is struggling, just don't ever give up on them. My parents never gave up on me. And I really didn't know what I was doing out there in that haze, but I praise God for it every day. I'm going to leave you guys with a verse. It's 1 Peter 3:15. Be ready to give a reason for the hope that you have in Christ Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Greg Cooley. I'm 34 years old, and I'm from Martinsville, Illinois. It's a small farming community over by Jacksonville, Illinois. I grew up in a pretty loving household. My parents did everything they could to give me everything that I needed, the love that I needed. I just started around 12, 13 or so, started hanging out with the wrong crowd, started using things like marijuana, alcohol, smoking cigarettes. And as soon as I turned 16, it was kind of like I just had, you know, more freedom. So I started experimenting with more things like pills, Vicodin, Xanax, and it kind of conditioned me to think that drugs really weren't as bad as everybody said they was. I'd never seen firsthand what substance abuse could do to somebody's life. And when I turned 13, I was introduced to methamphetamine. I thought, you know, whenever I had done it, I had found that thing I was looking for to fill that emptiness that I had inside me. You know, I had literally no way of handling things, so I just always ran to that meth, you know. Early 20s, I started using intravenously, and that's when it really grabbed hold. I just kind of, my whole life went out of control, started stealing from my loved ones, destroying relationships. I soon went to prison, and I'd been in and out three different times and doing about 7 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections. The last time I got out, I did the same thing, and within 2 weeks of being out of prison, I was already locked back up and facing another 7 years in prison. I'd always said like foxhole prayers saying, you know, God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'll change, but I wasn't serious, and he knew that too. But this last time I went to jail, I sat in there for about 10 months, And it was different this time. You know, I'd seen this one guy, he had a peace about him. You know, he'd always read his Bible. And, you know, it was just at that point, I said, God, will you please just reveal yourself to me? I'm tired of having this doubt. I want to change my life. I'm tired of living this way. By this point, my family had completely given up on me, which, you know, I don't blame them. At that point, you know, I'd said sorry. I've done so many things that even I didn't believe myself when I said I was sorry. So I knew it was going to take a drastic transformation of my life to prove myself to them, and I wasn't going to be able to do it alone. So I asked God, just please take hold of my life and give it meaning. I'm sick of this. And it was just like from that point on, he knew I was ready to surrender. I had no pride. I was done, you know. So he was able to actually use me. And that's whenever everything kind of just changed. You know, I started reading my Bible more, getting more of a relationship with Christ. And I asked the judge for Teen Challenge before he wouldn't give it to me. But, you know, I just said one simple prayer before I ended up going to court the next time. Say, God, if you want me in prison, then that's where you want me to be. I'm fine with that because I know you're with me. So I went into the courtroom, and I know it was God. He had to have softened the judge's heart because this is the same judge that sent me to prison 3 other times. So as far as he knows and the community knows, I'm just a menace of society to them. So he just had a whole different, you know, he was just calling me by my name. I wasn't a number to him no more. And he decided to give me this chance to come to Teen Challenge. He put me on probation. I've graduated Teen Challenge. This will be my last testimony that I give. And it's just, you know, it's just a radical transformation. And that emptiness that I had before is now filled with God. It's his spirit's inside me. And I was just, you know, I pray to God, you know, what do you want from me? What do you want it to do with my life? Because in just the short amount of time that I've given my life over to you, God, you have totally, I have done so much more positive in the short amount of time than I have in my entire life. And he just put it on my heart to just stay here right where I'm at. It's never too late to start doing something. I always thought that I had screwed up too much. I'd messed up with my life too much. There was no going back. But he's made me realize that it was all for a bigger purpose. What the devil uses for evil, he will turn for good as long as you surrender yourself to him. And he's put it on my heart to just stay here at Teen Challenge, do an internship, and give back to this ministry that has done so much for me. To be able to use my past to show other brothers that there is hope, as long as you believe in God and surrender your life to him. So I'm going to leave you all with a verse. This life verse of mine, I like it because it's my trials that have brought me to where my faith is today, and it brings glory to the one who saved me. James 1:2-4. Dear brothers and sisters, consider it pure joy to go through various trials and tribulations, that through testing of your faith, you develop perseverance and patience, so you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Thank you.
These wounds are a sore you'll use. shine. Give it up. Today, huh? That was awesome. You guys did a tremendous job. The testimonies, you know, it says in Revelation, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And praise God, we're a testimony-driven ministry. Amen? You know, we had our golf fundraiser July 30th. I don't know if you know it or not. I think they made an announcement in you know, it's not, it wasn't rigged, but Northwoods had two teams, and guess what? They finished first and second, you know? I got to brag on them. They did well. You know, I said, Northwoods, Church of Champions, amen? Amen, yes. And speaking of champions, I'm going to invite Pastor Cal and Susan to come up here. This is our last service presenting as them as their senior pastor and first lady, and the transition going on in March, and so I want to take this opportunity on behalf of Teen Challenge to just thank him and Susan for the relationship, for where we're at right now, because we wouldn't be where we're at had it not been for that relationship. And I remember 2009, I invited him to do the invocation at the banquet, and that was when Don Wilkerson, David's brother, spoke, and he was sitting at the table, and we had a testimony by a staff member named Chris, and Cal was so taken in by it, he decided that, you know, we need to include you guys in missions, and it's been a tremendous relationship. And so one of the things I want to present to him, it's a Spirit of Service Award from Adult and Teen Challenge, presented to Pastor Cal for your commitment and dedication to the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge. A heavy one, brother. Thank you. All right. See you. Yeah. And this is the part I'm not proud of, but this is the great lengths that I go to for a friend in this world. But, you know, I called I decided I want to try to do something special for him, so I contacted the Green Bay Packers organization. And those of you know, I'm an Eagles fan, and that is an eagle on there. He doesn't know it subliminally, but yeah, it's not a cheese head on that statue. But so I contacted them and explained to them that, you know, he's senior pastor here for 32 years, and he also was an honorary chaplain for the Green Bay Packers from 2003 to 2007. And so they sent me some stuff in recognition. One of them was a letter, and this is what it reads. Dear Senior Pastor Rickner, it is our understanding that you have been a loyal fan of the Green Bay Packers for several years. So on behalf of the entire Green Bay Packers organization, I'd like to express our deepest appreciation to you. We'd also like to congratulate you on your upcoming retirement as senior pastor for over 30 years. That is a great accomplishment. I'm sure you touched many lives in your years of service. Fans are a big part of who the Green Bay Packers are, and without the support and dedication of our fans, the Green Bay Packers would not be the team it is today. You're a great example of what it means to be a fan. Good luck in your retirement, from the Green Bay organization. And he's lucky I didn't burn this before it got here, but they also sent an 8x10 glossy signed by Aaron Rodgers. A pennant, that's old school. And there's also a keychain and a pen from the Green Bay Packers organization. And so on behalf of Teen Challenge, thank you. God bless you. And appreciate it. Susan, sorry, Mr. Chris. Give it up for your senior pastor. You know, it's going to be an emotional morning. It's a sad morning and also a good morning. But you know that the former North Carolina State men's basketball coach, Jim Valvano, received an ESPY award, the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, at the first ESPYs. And he had been stricken with cancer and didn't have long to live. And he gave his retirement speech. And anybody that might have known or familiar with who he was always teaching, always coaching, always mentoring, and just a tremendous man of God. And during his acceptance speech, he said the three most important things in life are where you came from, where you're at now, and where you're going to be. And I want to take this opportunity right now, as Pastor Cal mentioned, we're 21 years old, where we came from. You know, we came from humble beginnings on Peoria's south side on Olive Street, in a building that we got every bit out of it before we had to move. And I just want to take a second to recognize our founding father of this ministry, that we wouldn't be here today without him. And we lost him Wednesday night. He went to be with the Lord. Pastor Fred Doty of Glad Tidings Church. He was our first director. And yes, give it up. Whew. Tremendous man of God. For those of you who know him, always had a smile on his face and a joke. And I always used to kid him that he spent more time in the hospital visiting people, that one day we'd have to visit him in the hospital. But, you know, it was always an ongoing joke. But he's for those of you that know him and might want to attend, the funeral is tomorrow at 10 a.m. Over at Glad Tidings Church in East Peoria. So just pop on in there should you feel you want to. But, yeah, we lost an important man to the ministry, an important minister of the word. And just he made so many impact in so many lives. So he was the reason why, you know, we are here. He laid the foundation for which we have today. So I just want to draw recognition to him. And so that's where we came from and where we're at now. As you know, we're in a new property in Pekin. Last time we were here, we were getting ready to move. We actually relocated October 30th of 2019. Spent the first night in there. And we went from housing 16 men to automatically getting up to 36 men plus staff and interns. And as you're hearing, these men that are graduating the program, they will be staying on there. So that's what this does. It affords us the opportunity and room and space to be able to house them as part of their transition. But it was a 3.5-year project. Northwoods played a big part of it. There were many volunteers from here that stepped up and also financially that helped get us into our home. So that's, you're part of our Teen Challenge family. And we say thank you for helping us get to where we're at today. And so here, and one of the part of where we're at today is we were a 4-month induction center when we were on Olive Street. So we only had them 4 months. We sent them out of state or up to Chicago for what was called a training phase, the remainder 8 months of the program. And when we moved into the new facility, we became a full length program. And in doing so, we had more responsibility on us that we needed to focus on the transitional part of their time with us. And so after 7 months that they're with us, providing they have completed all their required curriculum and with the accreditation that we're bound by our national office, they then are able to enroll in college courses, as you have heard, vocational training with ICC, MTI. You know, they got the welding program and also a solar program. And we just had a guy that just found out today that he's in the top, what percent? Brother Ian Pass, did you hear that? Yes. And Jonathan's testimony. Yeah. Jonathan's testimony, you heard about a second chance. And Teen Challenge partnered with Morton Industries to start a second chance program for people to be hired. And that's something that he's a part of now. And you heard the stories. These men that have come in that are broken and lost, you see the accomplishments in such a short period of time. These are the things we needed to offer people coming through the doors. Our focus first is to not get them off the drugs and alcohol, is to develop that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But it goes deeper than that. Yes, thank you. It goes into deeper than that because they still have to function in this world and have opportunity. And this is opening up opportunities for them that they would not have. They're getting their driver's license. Last year, we had 9 enroll in our initial GED program, and 8 of them ended up getting their GED. Now they have that going back out there, and they did not have it coming in. These are the things when we did our capital campaign to get into the building that we were promising as part of that campaign, that we needed to do this in order to ensure this vision. And I say this not out of being prideful. I'm letting you know this, that we operate with integrity. The leadership there all the way on down, we're saying what we're doing and we're doing what we say. And I say that now because this is where we're at. This is where we're going to be. One of the things we want to do next now that these programs are in place is sustainability programs. In order so we don't have to go to donors so much. We want to be a little bit more reliant on ourselves and good stewards of what we have versus having to go out and do it. And so this property in East Peoria, Martin's Furniture, I don't know if you're familiar with it, it's been closed. It's a 20,000 square foot facility. We close on it September 24th. It will be paid for, so it will be debt free. Yes, thank you. But here's the hook. All right, we need renovation money, guys. We got a $75,000 matching gift that came in Friday for the renovation part. Let me encourage you today to go to our website, teenchallengepeoria.org, to make an online donation, and you can put in the description microenterprise or whatever you want to put in there that'll matching gift, or drop a check in the mail, 2400 North 8th Street in Pekin. Support us in this. We will be in, we will start processing, and what's that's going to be? It's going to be a resale shop, all right? And it's also going to have other areas of function in there for our moving company and logistics doing part work for different companies. So we'll be able to have that environment that's safe for our men, teaching them vocational things along the way, but also it'll generate the additional income that we can back off the pedal. So we do need your help financially on this project to please step up, but also, just as it was in the old property, we're looking for volunteers. If you got a skill set or just want to volunteer, I'm going to have Joe Rogers stand up. Joe is our director of operations. He also is our project manager for this. He was a project manager on our building, and we got in about $400,000 under budget. So what does that tell you about the frugalness? But get with Joe after the service if you want to volunteer, and because we're moving quickly. Once we close, we're going to get in there because we need that space. But that's where we're going to be next. So we can use your prayers more than anything. Continue to pray for us and continue just to not give up hope on those around you that might be struggling with anything. Amen. And I'm going to plug one last thing, and it's our banquet. I usually wait to the end, but I'm going to do it now and before I get into a short message. Tuesday, September 28th, put that on your calendar. Tuesday, September 28th, put that on your calendar. Put that on your calendar. Wow, you guys, all right. Hey, Josh McDowell's coming out. He's our speaker. I don't know if you know who he is. He's authored over 150 books. Our guys actually read one of his books as part of their curriculum, More Than a Carpenter. Tremendous testimony that he's going to give. And anybody's been to one of our events, you know what to expect. Great food, great venue. You have more of the men up there with their testimonies and singing. But come on out and have a celebration with us. Let us spoil you that night with us, you know, because every time we get in front of people, we're always asking them for things. Well, it's about time we try to offer something else. You know, we got seats of 8 on a table this year instead of 10, so you know, invite friends and family and fill a table of 8. We're using the big tables, but 8 seats, and we're going to be socially distancing. We got the entire ballroom, so there's no reason why you can't come out on. Gosh, I love you guys. We're going to have a lot there this year. Hey, you guys on your Chillicothe and Canton, let me challenge you. You guys need to step up and get some tables because you've done good in the past, but you got to outdo them here, huh? How's that sound? We got to get more tables out of you from them. But please come out and you can get tickets online at teenchallengepeoria.org. You can get tickets now or send a check and just write banquet tickets on it. And we'll be sure that you get the tickets and just have a joyous time. Amen? Yeah, so 3 most important things are where you came from, where you're at now, and where you're going to be. And then he went on to say that you must have an enthusiasm for life. You must have a goal. You must have a dream, and you must be willing to work for it. You know, we know that when COVID hit last year, it disrupted everything that we had in place, all our routines and the way we just live life. It just altered everything. And for many, they got isolated. And when they isolated themselves, some took advantage of that and did improve themselves in many different ways. But for a lot of them, the addiction rose. due to the isolation, and the problem got greater, which was a good time for us to open because, you know, we could house 36 men, and it helped us to provide beds. But I want to encourage you today, this morning, to not give up on your dreams. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter what hardships you're facing, keep in mind that God is doing that for a reason. He did not send his son Jesus here to take away our pain or our suffering. He sent his son here to give us the strength to bear it. We have to go through these things. It's a part of life. But during that process, never give up hope on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. Never give up on others. Never give up on God, because God has not given up on you. Amen? Continue to go with your dreams. Was that all you got for God? Oh my gosh. That wasn't for me. Amen? So I'm going to read something to you, so please listen to this and take the value out of this. It's called The Three Trees. Once upon a mountaintop, three little trees stood and dreamed of what they wanted to become when they grew up. The first little tree looked up at the stars and said, "I want to hold treasure. I want to be covered with gold and filled with precious stones. I'll be the most beautiful treasure chest in the world." The second little tree looked out at the small stream trickling by on its way to the ocean. "I want to be traveling mighty waters and carrying powerful kings. I'll be the strongest ship in the world." The third little tree looked down into the valley below where busy men and women worked in a busy town. "I don't want to leave the mountaintop at all. I want to grow so tall that when people stop to look at me, they'll raise their eyes to heaven and think of God. I will be the tallest tree in the world." Years passed, the rain came and the sun shone, and the three little trees grew tall. One day, three woodcutters climbed the mountain. The first woodcutter looked at the first tree and said, "This tree is beautiful. It is perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the first tree fell. "Now I shall make a beautiful chest. I shall hold wonderful treasure," the first tree said. The second woodcutter looked at the second tree and said, "This tree is strong. It's perfect for me." With a swoop of his shining axe, the second tree fell. "Now I shall sail mighty waters," thought the second tree. "I shall be a strong ship for mighty kings." The third tree felt her heart sink when the last woodcutter looked her way. She stood straight and tall and pointed bravely to heaven, but the woodcutter never even looked up. "Any kind of tree will do for me," he muttered. With a swoop of his shining axe, the third tree fell. The first tree rejoiced when the woodcutter brought her to a carpenter shop, but the carpenter fashioned a tree into a feed box for animals. The once beautiful tree was not covered with gold or treasure. She was coated with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry farm animals. The second tree smiled when the woodcutter took her to a shipyard, but no mighty sailing ship was made that day. Instead, the once strong tree was hammered and sawed into a simple fishing boat. She was too small and too weak to sail an ocean or even a river. Instead, she was taken to a little lake. The third tree was confused when the woodcutter cut her into strong beams and left her in the lumberyard. "What happened?" the once tree wondered. "All I ever wanted was to stay on the mountaintop and point to God." Many days and nights passed. The three trees nearly forgot their dreams. But one night, golden starlight poured over the first tree as a young woman placed her newborn baby in the feed box. "I wish I could make a cradle for him," her husband whispered. The mother squeezed his hand and smiled as the starlight shone on the smooth and sturdy wood. "This manger is beautiful," she said. And suddenly the first tree knew he was holding the greatest treasure in the world. One evening, a tired traveler and his friends crowded into the old fishing boat. The traveler fell asleep as the second tree quietly sailed out into the lake. Soon a thundering and thrashing storm arose. The little tree shuddered. She knew she did not have the strength to carry so many passengers safely through the wind and the rain. The tired man awoke. He stood up, stretched out his hand, and said, "Peace." The storm stopped as quickly as it had begun, and suddenly the second tree knew he was carrying the King of heaven and earth. One Friday morning, the third tree was startled when her beams were yanked from the forgotten woodpile. She flinched as she carried through an angry, jeering crowd. She shuddered when soldiers nailed a man's hands to her. She felt ugly and harsh and cruel. But on Sunday morning, when the sun rose and the earth trembled with joy beneath her, the third tree knew that God's love had changed everything. It had made the third tree strong. And every time people thought of the third tree, they would think of God. That was better than being the tallest tree in the world. Do not be frustrated or down if you're not where you're at nor you want to be in life. Sit tight, because God has something better planned for you. Let this be an encouragement to you today. To yes, yes. Let it be an encouragement to you today to not give up on your dreams. Wherever you're at now is where you need to be on the journey that you're on. I can't remember the author, but I read it last year that said, no matter where you're at right now, that's exactly where you need to be as you're being moved towards perfection. Whatever you're going through in your life, that's why they call them seasons. Never lose heart, never lose sight on your beliefs, on what you want to accomplish, or who you are and your identity is in Christ. You have to keep moving forward through these challenges. You know, I think it's 2 Kings chapter 18, it talks about King Hezekiah, one of the few good kings that Israel had. Great man of God, and he destroyed a lot of idols and restored God to the kingdom. Well, Hezekiah, one of the things about him that God wrote in his book, in 2 Kings, to keep him encouraged on his journey moving forward. Because even though he accomplished something for the Lord, it wasn't over. God always says, remember. He wants you to constantly remember. But it says in 2 Kings 18, verses 6 through 8, he said, he held fast to the Lord, King Hezekiah, and did not stop following him. He had kept the commandments the Lord had given to Moses. And the Lord was with him, and he was successful in what he undertook. Can you imagine that? Just if you stay connected to God and faithful to him, you're going to be successful in what you do. And it may not be at the timing that you want it done. Think of Joseph. Joseph was 17 when he started his plight as a slave and as a prisoner. He had to spend 17 years, 18 years before he was finally raised up to what God had called him to do. And that was to lead his people out of their famine. He saved Israel's life. And that's why God's chosen people were able to flourish as God had promised Abraham and his seed. You see, because where you're at now, it may not be what you like. But you got to be patient. Don't lose sight of your dreams and keep moving forward. Because in the words of the Apostle Paul, the famous words is you got to take captive every thought, make it obedient to Christ. You got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to finish the race, and you got to keep the faith, because the crown of righteousness awaits you. I thank you for your time. I want to ask Pastor Cal to come up. I want to see you at the banquet. God bless you guys. Thank you for having us again.
Thank you, Randy. Man, they never get a short message like that out of me. That was good stuff, man. Bless you, brother. Would you thank these guys again, huh? Come on. Great stuff. I want to ask you to stand. Here's how we're going to close. And I do this times. Those of you don't, who are okay, you just stretch forth a hand. We got these guys standing over there. I want them to open their hands. You're receiving today. And, man, it's just great to know that we're partnered up and the God who has forgiveness and freedom for every one of us. That's what he's doing in the hearts and lives of Teen Challenge. So, Father, in Jesus' name right now, we just say thank you for this great ministry. You raised it up. We thank you for David Wilkerson years ago and that vision you put in his heart. And we are so grateful that vision still lives today, that Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And the one who can forgive and set free is still doing that. So, Father, we pray into the lives of these young men that are part of the program right now. You know where they've been. You know where they are. You know where they're going. And, Father, I pray not one of them would be lost. I pray that everyone that entered this program will finish this program, and they will finish forgiven and free in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, as I did in the first service, that you will show them wherever there's a wound, wherever there's a broken heart, and that's what they've been numbing out with whatever is the it is that they were using. I pray, Father, that it would be the healing of that wound that sets them free. It would be the breaking all off of those lies and those vows, Lord, that they would live in the truth of what you say about them, not the feeling that the enemy gives them, that my life isn't worth anything, that I'm not loved, that I'm not accepted, that I'm not wanted. We break those lies in Jesus' name, and we pray that they would know, Lord, that you are the one that formed them, fashioned them in their mother's womb, and brought them into this life with a purpose. And I pray, oh God, that every one of them would encounter you in your healing and liberating power. And we will give you the thanks. We will give you the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone in the house said, amen. We're believing God. We're believing God for that. Guys, thank you. God bless you. Those of you here today, listen, come on back as we start a new series next week, as John said. Let's fill the house. If you need prayer for anything, come on down. Our prayer team will be here. You guys have a great week. We'll see you next weekend. Those of you watching online, thank you so much for being a part of this today. Listen, you can be a part of Teen Challenge wherever you're from as well. And you can give, you can pray, be a part of it. It's an amazing ministry that is setting people free. The same God that forgave and is freeing you is doing that for these young men as well. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you'll join us again next week. Have a great week in Jesus' name. God bless you.
All right. Well, wasn't that just an awesome service? Thank you so much, Randy, and all of the men at Teen Challenge, the Peoria Men's Division, for being here today, for bringing us that message and encouragement, and for just taking the time to share your stories with us this morning. You know it was encouraging to me, and I hope that it was encouraging to you. You know, if you would like to take a minute and just learn more about the other organizations that we're partnered with here locally or even globally, go ahead and check out the link to get on our website and look at all of the different organizations that we're connected with here at the church, and maybe how you can even get involved and serve with one of those places. And again, another place where you can get involved are all of the ministries that are launching this fall. You know, we have classes and groups and support groups and Bible studies, anything that you could want. I'm sure that we have it. And I, again, would just encourage you to download the Northwoods app on your phone. You can find all of the information about all of those things on the app, or you can always check out the calendar on our website as well. Again, we would just love to get to know you and to connect with you here at Northwoods. So thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next Sunday.